We continue with Mishnah Berurah Midyomi Hilchos Tfilas Min Kuf Chaf Aleph Dine Modim Sif Aleph Shochim Modim Tchila Vasof. We bow down at the beginning of Modim and at the end of Modim. The Mishnah Berurah explains this means you bow down when you say the first words of Modim until you say the Shem Hashem, and then you straighten up for the Shem Hashem. And Vasov, the end, means the bracha of Hatoshim Chalachan Alodos. When you say Baruch Atah, you bow, and when you say the Shem Hashem, you would stand up. Siv Beis, Ha'omer Modim Modim, Meshatkim also. One who says Modim twice, we quiet him down, meaning we tell him to stop, because it sounds like he believes that there are two different Rishios, there are two different gods that he needs to be thanking. And this is true as well, says the Mishnah Berurah, whether it be Modim Modim or the concept, to say the concept twice, either way, it looks like it. So the Ber Halacha is not sure whether it means just the word Modim twice, or you have to say the rest twice, the entire paragraph twice, or the first line twice, something like that. And Mishnah Berurah, the Ber Halacha ends up concluding that just saying the word Modim twice is enough to be a problem. Siv Gimel, Yachid Ein Lo Lomar Birkas Kohanim, individual should not say Birkas Kohanim. The Rama says, Zechei Nikar, Vechei Nir Li Linog, Aval Minog Pashat Ein Okein, the Minog is not like this, and individuals do say Birkas Kohanim, Rakafili Yachid Omer, so Kozman Shiralas Yis Kapayim Vein Onir, but he thinks that this is problematic. In this Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah states that one should not say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, the Birkas Kohanim, in a base Avil, in the Shiva house. The Chazon Ish and the Stipler say that one should say Birkas Kohanim in the base Avil. And the Geshar Chaim writes that in Yerushalayim, there were some who were Noheg to Duchen in the base Avil. And according to that Deah, who says that you should, the Shari Tshuva says that when there's no Kohanim there, then you would say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. And the Stipler writes that which the Mishnah Berurah says, that you don't say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, that was only in Chutz Laaretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, if there's no Kohanim, you would say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. So it would appear that there are different minhagim regarding Birkas Kohanim in a Beis Avel. Simen Kuf Chaf Beis Dina Mashayachem Ben Shmona Esrei Liyaratzon Tzif Aleph. In Baal Hafsek Velanos Kadosh Ukedusha Ben Shmona Esrei Liyaratzon Eino Postik. If one is davening Shmona Esrei and they are almost done with Shmona Esrei, they finish a Shmona Esrei, but they haven't said Yulerotzon Imifri Vegil Libi Lefanecha Hashem Tzri V'Goali yet. That is the conclusion of Shmona Esrei, as the Mechaber says, Yulerotzon Michlal Tfilahu. That is part of Shmona Esrei. So if you have not yet said that line yet, and you're up to Kaddish and Kedusha, you should not respond. Havobein Yulerotzon Lashar Tachanum Shapir Dami. Once you've said Yulerotzon, and you didn't begin your Bakashos yet, so then you'd be allowed to stop after Yulerotzon in order to answer to Kaddish and Kedusha. The Rama says, Davik Magosha Nogin Lom Yulerotzon Miyadachar Tfila. This is only in places where the minhag is to say Yulerotzon right when you finish Shmona Esrei. Av Magam Shenogin Lomar Tachanunim Kol Yulerotzon. But those who say something like Elokai Netzor before they say Yulerotzon, Mafsik Gamkin the Kaddish Kedusha, they would be able to stop in order to respond to Kaddish and Kedusha. Makomos Elu Nogin Lahafsik Belokai Netzor Kodim Liratzon Lachem Afsikin Gamkin LeKedusha LeKaddish Ulabarchu. So in these places, one would be allowed to stop in the middle of Elokai Netzor before saying Ulu Liratzon for Kaddish, Kedusha, and Barchu. And the Mishnah Berurah says that by us, where we always say Elokai Netzor, everybody says Elokai Netzor, so you should not stop for a Stam Amein during Elokai Netzor, but you would be allowed to stop for Kaddish and Kedusha. The best thing to do is to say Yulerotzon before you say Elokai Netzor or any other Tachanunim. You could say Yulerotzon again after you finish Elokai Netzor. The best thing is to say Yulerotzon before saying Elokai Netzor, so that this will allow you to respond to Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch. If you have finished Shmona Esrei already, if you finished everything, you even said Yulerotzon, but you're waiting to take your three steps back because the guy behind you hasn't finished yet, so then everyone agrees you'd be allowed to stop. Even for a regular main, you'd be allowed to respond.